The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And you can call in with what's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, if there's time, apparently the FDA is going to wind up treating e-cigs like tobacco. And Conan's got an update on a New Hampshire man that was arrested a little over a year ago at a selectman meeting. There was some kind of lawsuit, and, well, we'll tell you about it. But first, your calls and thoughts. Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I've been hearing you guys talking about the uniform code of uniform commercial code. A friend of mine in California was actually asserting his rights under that, and also another friend of mine was using the Code of Federal Regulations, which is actually over the top of the Uniform Commercial Code. He was saying that the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, was essentially the law of the land besides the Constitution, or in absence of the Constitution, or as a replacement for the Constitution, really.
Okay, so let me ask this question. What's the difference between the Code of Federal Regulations and the United States Code, the USC?
The USC, I'm not exactly sure what the United States Code is, and as far as the difference, I mean, that's you guys sit there with computers in front of you. I don't have one right here, but... Yeah, I'm just saying.
I only ask because I've heard people say that there's a difference between those two things.
Well,
there's a difference.
One is statute and one is something else, and none of them are actually quote unquote law, because Black's Dictionary describes law as something, and ordinance is something else, and statute is a third thing, and something. Government's not a corporation.
Right. Well, I mean, we're basically, as soon as we get our slave number, so to speak, as soon as we get our Social Security numbers, we've become a product. We've become an asset. We become an asset and also a slave at the same time, because we're counted as being a producing tool, if you want to call it. We're like an animal. Pardon me?
Peons.
Yeah, well, that. I mean, we're chattel. We're cattle or chattel, whichever. But we are essentially animals in the field until we're slaughtered, and we're fed and fattened and controlled until they decide they don't need us anymore. We're going to stop.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
Taxpayers.
Out of taxpayers.
Yeah, out of dumb taxpayers, if you want to call it. No, I don't know. I think we're headed that direction, though. I mean, that sounds like something Hillary wants to do when the fun camps start up. But anyway, get rid of some of the people in the fun camps and then, feed them to the rest of the people like the Matrix. Just turn them into black goop and everybody drinks their friends. But anyway, that's strange.
But, I am not a battery.
Yes. Right. No, I have red hair, but I'm still on copper top. So, but anyway, that's a friend of mine. As I say about the Code of Federal Regulations, a friend of mine was actually schooling other people on this. And he was, I wish he wasn't dead. Actually, he died of cancer. I think he was killed for his beliefs. And this is, there's a conspiracy aspect, if you want to call it, but I've had a lot of friends who were libertarians, if you want to call them, but definitely constitutionalists, and they are dead because they spoke out. So I never was as far involved as those people were, but I had a friend who was involved in the sovereign citizen movement. As an individual, he was a sovereign citizen. He considered himself that. He took the license plates, took the numbered plates off of his vehicle, off of his car, his motorized carriage, mm-hmm. his, Facebook conveyance. He took the number plates off of it, and he said he put an American flag in their place. And he had a sign on the back of his minivan that said, "This is not a commercial vehicle. This vehicle is not for hire." And he said, "Because my name is in all caps on this piece of plastic that I carry around with the state of California logo, saying this is," he said, this is a likeness of me, but this is not me." He said, "This is a representation of what the state believes me to be."
Right.
Because this is in all caps. I don't write my name in all caps, and I don't give all my personal data out directly to each and every person who asks for this. You know, when they ask for the piece of plastic, usually it's at the point of a gun or the threat of the point of the gun. So the barrel of the gun, rather. But he said, "This is not who I am." He was actually very, the last time I talked to him before I left California, he was still embroiled in a case with the state where they'd actually confiscated his car. And they were trying to take his property, and they were trying to use eminent domain to knock his house down. So, I mean, because he'd spoken out. And that's the thing, like I said.
So they weren't planning to actually build anything there. They just wanted to take this guy's house because they didn't like what he said?
Well, essentially.
And so they claimed eminent domain?
They haven't done that before, Daryl. They haven't said they were going to build something, take burn houses down, and then never end up building in place of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the case right there. He had spoken out against the city and said, "You can't paint my curb in front of my house, my only parking place." He said, "You can't paint the curb in front of my house all the way down to the corner." As a matter of fact, it is to everyone else too. But he said, "You can't paint the curb red, so I can't park there. It's not legal for you to do that." And he said, "I'll park on top of my front lawn in front of my house if I want to then." Because I actually,
which would be breaking a city ordinance. They get him on something else.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they try to get him on everything under the sun. You know, they showed up with a book of tickets or whatever and said, "We're going to write, you know, there's 200 pages here. We're going to write you a ticket for every one." I'm exaggerating, of course, but that was the case where, you know, he and his wife were in his car and they were pulled over, and he said, "I don't have to show you any identification. I don't have to show you anything. And you see that there's no number plates on this car. This is my personal property. I own this, and I own myself, and you don't own me. And I am traveling from point A to point B. And so you cannot stop me from traveling. You can't stop me from owning property. You can't stop me from being an individual." And he asserted all these rights, and man, oh boy, the state came down on top of him. The city came down on top of him. I mean, the feds, as I say, the last time I talked to them, I don't know about the federal government, but they were
online.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're waiting. You know, they're waiting until everybody else gets their turn so they can come in and, you know, sweep up or mop up or suck them down the tube and
Someone.
Anyway, sorry.
That's all right. I got to say, I seriously admire these guys because it's civil disobedience. You are looking at what the state says the law is. And you're saying, "No, I think if I read your law this way, then this is how I can live my life." And I think that's great. I think those guys, for the most part, are martyrs. You know, they're not going to be successful in court. The state's always going to come down, bear down on them as hard as they can to try to squelch it.
Now, there is one thing that I want to try in court the next time I wind up getting something, and hopefully it's not anytime soon. Knock on wood.
But you
never know. But there's always the claim, if you ask the police officer to interpret some set of statute that they're enforcing against you, the prosecutor will always say, "Objection calls for a legal conclusion." The next time I go to court, I want to say, "I contend that he made a legal conclusion when he wrote me this ticket. He is therefore qualified to answer my question."
Right.
That's right. That would be.
I want to see the head of both the prosecutor and the judge explode because they're not going to know what to do. Either they're going to have to admit that, yes, the police officer did make a legal conclusion when he wrote a ticket, or somehow it's not making a legal conclusion to say, "I have determined that you violated this statute and then wrote it on paper and brought this complaint to the court."
Wouldn't he just say, "I have reasonable suspicion that you violated this law"?
Well, generally, they don't call a parking ticket or a speeding ticket reasonable suspicion. They call it a criminal complaint. Tim, thank you for the call. And I want somebody to try that, and hopefully it'll be me, because I want to be able to try out my own theory.
And you'll get video of it.
Yes, I will.
Just be.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and yes, Conan, I can yell at you, and I'll mute your mic as well to teach you a lesson. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855 450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl, Chris, and Conan. And Chris, you've got a story about the FDA and tobacco e-cig somethings.
Well, yes. This story comes from the Verge, and I might reference another one too, but the headline is the FDA is banning e-cigarette sales to people under 18 years old. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now banning the sale of e-cigarettes to people under the age of 18. The ruling, which was finalized today, aligns with how tobacco products are already regulated, prohibiting the sale of tobacco products to minors. Now, the term tobacco product has been officially expanded to include e-cigarettes, vape pens, and other electronic devices that have grown in popularity over the last few years.
Now, let me ask this question, and you may or may not know the answer. Does this actually change the way anything has been done in practice? Because just because the FDA has not ever said you can't sell this to someone under 18 does not mean that the 50 state governments plus the District of Criminals plus the various territories right. And all the various municipalities around the country haven't already been doing it this way.
I don't know about that, and I'd also wager that there's a whole lot of independent shops and probably some grocery chains and anywhere else they might sell e-cigs or vape stuff. I bet sometimes they just go, nah, you're under 18. I'm not going to sell that to you. Or can I see some ID? Because it's our policy not to sell people under 18.
You know, I think this is just the first step in moving to the next step, which is taxing these products.
Of course.
Because so right now, a lot of these, like you said, a lot of these stores are going to check. I don't know what what are the regulations for vape pens and e-cigs? E-cigs, yes, but what about vaporizers?
I think that's going to be on a state-by-state level. I mean, this is going to be federal. This is what drives me nuts, federal law, because a group of bureaucrats, the FDA, has said that we think it should be this way, and then the administration says, yeah, we're good with that. This is not your representatives voting and saying, we believe this is what the law should be. Your elected representatives, the people that are supposed to represent you, this is a group of bureaucrats that were appointed.
Well, and even the people that are, you know, supposedly elected to supposedly represent us, a lot of the times when they vote on something, it's not something that they necessarily wrote.
Oh, right, absolutely right, not.
Right, but as far as the guys who represent us, all you've got to tell them, these bureaucrats in D.C. or wherever they are who are writing these laws, all you got to tell the supposed people who represent us, oh, by the way, we're going to be taxing these items now, and we're going to be filtering some of that down to you.
Ooh, I get paid?
And then the dollar signs.
More money.
Exactly, and that's how things like Common Core and state or federal run highways work. You just say, hey, look, we're going to give you back some of this money, and if you go ahead and agree with us.
I'm thinking of something that was discussed here in New Hampshire, I believe last year, where it was Philip Morris and one of the other big tobacco companies wrote up this thing, and they found a sponsor for it, and they came in, and it was something to regulate e-cigs.
Yeah.
And because these big tobacco companies produce really horrible e-cig products, they came in and said, well, we're e-cig companies, so we're not asking you to regulate our competition. We're asking you to regulate us.
And they are already being regulated, so nothing changes for them. What changes are their competition. The guys who are putting these formulas together in their garages and selling them on eBay or wherever are selling the actual components so you can make your own vape liquids.
Right.
They are in direct competition with the cigarette companies nothing changes for them. So
right.
this is a monopoly situation.
Well, what we're describing is the oligarchy we live in. This is crony capitalism. Another example, and this, if people aren't familiar with how things work, this is how things work. Administrations, whatever you want to call it, FDA, is staffed full of people that used to work in the drug industry, big pharma. It's going to be staffed probably with some scientists that have some ties to big tobacco. And this is
people that have ties to big farm.
Sure. Yeah,
because
big farm,
food, drug, and
yeah, exactly.
Whatever the A is.
But that's it. And all you need are lobbyists and lots of dollars to go towards campaigns, and you can destroy your competition. And you can do it legally, and that's the thing. So,
and
yeah,
you really only need the lobbyist and the campaign contributions for federal office at the state level, because most of these guys are part-time legislators.
Right.
You know, they'd go in and whatever the lobbyists say in committee hearing or whatever the representative of the they said something really good, so therefore I'm going to do what they said we should do.
When they said less kids would die? Well, I'm all for that.
I love the children.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now banning the sale of e-cigarettes to people under 18. Let me see, I already talked about that.
So curious, one more question.
Sure.
So in states like Hawaii and California, where they've raised now the age that you have to be to purchase tobacco.
21?
In Hawaii, they raised it to 21. That was signed by the governor last year. California's legislature just passed it. It now goes to the desk of Jerry Brown.
They're a little late. They're a little late to the table. Do kids even smoke anymore? Cigarettes?
Yes.
I don't see it.
Vaping is way, way, way up.
Right, but my question is, so in states like California and Hawaii, and I've heard that Massachusetts is thinking of doing the same thing, would it increase the age for legal vaping?
I think what those states will do is what those states will do, which will be to try to exceed the federal law so they can protect the children even more. I just
make it 26.
Why stop
because
there?
That's what the feds say. You're a child for health insurance purposes.
That's
26.
Right.
And big tobacco would be fine with that. You could make the minimum age of vaping be 99 years old. You
but
hit 100,
only,
you can vape.
But only if they raise the voting age to 26, and as well as the enlistment age. And the draft age. They gotta raise them all. You can't have.
We've got wars to fight.
Hold on. How can you raise the draft age to 26 when you have to register for selective service before you're 25?
Good point.
All right. So let's keep going with the story.
So you register before you turn 26, and then after you register, then you're eligible.
Correct. There you go. The new ruling will go into effect in 90 days and makes e-cigs subject to the same rules outlined in the Tobacco Control Act of 2009. This means retailers will need to verify the photo ID of their customers before they buy e-cigarettes. In addition, manufacturers whose products hit the market after February 15, 2007, so essentially all vapes, will need to submit applications to the agency for approval and to determine whether the products show any additional health risks.
Hopefully there's more, because I've got questions. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the new regulations that the FDA is putting forth on e-cigs and vaporizers as Conan puffs on his little vape pen thing that may or may not be known to the state of California to cause cancer. I think everything is known everything to the state of California to cause cancer.
Yeah, just move out of that place. It is, you are, if you live in California, you're going to die.
The state of California is known by the state of California to cause cancer. That should be on the warning label of the Welcome to California sign. But, you know, speaking of things known to cause cancer, well, Bernie Sanders has never actually caused cancer to our knowledge, but he has come to represent the new socialist movement in America.
Which causes cancer to the of the brain.
This gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in the United States of America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie Sanders gets to choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate, in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more by going to bernie.freetalklive.com. Chris, let's get back into this story about the e-cigs. And Conan, I know you've got questions, I've got questions, and I think we have some answers.
Yeah, so really this applies, and as we said before the break, to any e-cigarette or vape product or anything that was...
E-hookah, e-cigar, and those are things I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, anything that hit the market off of after February 15, 2007, so... Just as a little aside, I was an early adopter of vaping or e-cigs. I guess you'd call it an e-cig. But it was like when they were first released, and it seems like this was around 2010-11 in the United States. I like did the math, and I'm like, all right, well, this looks like it would save me money over tobacco.
I remember the first time I ever heard about an e-cig, it was when everything was e-something.
Right, right.
And I was like, how do you download a cigarette? This makes no sense.
I'm waiting for the Apple iCig.
Just give them a week and a half.
Exactly. So anything,
Steve Jobs,
will it be
get
locked
on that?
Will it have password protection on it?
Probably, but we'll get hackers. We'll pay hackers to hack
you. You unlock it with your tongue.
Oh God! All right. So anything made brought to market after February 15th, 2007. So they basically set a random date that will cover every possible thing that's out there that you could ever wish to buy, should you
everything
desire.
Made almost in the last decade,
yeah,
related to puffing on something that simulates a cigarette but is not actually a cigarette.
Whether or not it has actual nicotine in it or harmful smoke that is actually killing people. I mean, they just... Where is this argument at?
They don't have one.
They just lumped it in with the actual bad cigarette.
No, they came up with the same thing.
Because it's all about the revenue.
Right. No, they did this same BS several years ago with the candied cigarettes, to where you can't have the little red end on the candied cigarette because that looks like a lit cigarette, and that teaches children something, so therefore candied cigarettes are prohibited if they do this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
So it's all about the illusion. We're protecting you from the appearance of
a
cigarette. That's why e-cigs have to have the little blue tip instead of red.
And you probably can't have, like, cartoon figures on the box, because that'll just attract the kids, because...
We're going to get all that stuff, and keep in mind that this is crony capitalism at work. Companies will be able to sell their wares for 2 years while they submit applications, for another year while their applications are reviewed. I think it's kind of telling how they phrase that. It's sort of saying that, but only for those 3 years, because after that, you're out of business.
Darryl, you actually brought up the actual items that are...
The 499-page document... I obviously have not had time to peruse the entire thing because I was not notified about this a week ago. However, I did do a quick search, and Conan, you were asking about the liquids. And what I found on page 21 of the document, in response, FDA has explained that establishments that mix or prepare e-liquids or create or modify aerosoling apparatus for direct sale to consumers are tobacco product manufacturers under the definition set forth in the FD&C Act, and accordingly are subject to the same legal requirements that apply to other tobacco product manufacturers.
So, you're Philip Morris, and you get hit with a little bit of new regulation. You've got an army of attorneys. You've got billions of dollars in revenue globally. No problem. We'll get our lobbyists back in there, and we'll see if we can fight this thing a little bit. But we have to suck it up and do it. We're still going to make billions of dollars.
And you're going to knock off the competition, because
some entrepreneur in California, well, God knows he's not in California. Let's try New Hampshire, who comes up with a new mix that is actually better for you, or he's found a way to eliminate. Yeah, he's found a way to eliminate some of the harmful chemicals that may be in some of his competitors.
Which, by the way, they include in e-cigs,
right?
Especially the candy flavors,
right?
The fruity flavors had this nasty chemical that probably is killing you.
Yeah, but that isn't the point. The point is just to eliminate competition, and these companies that hold lots of politicians in their back pocket can do it through regulation, not through the law.
And here's one more thing, reading on page 22, it says, after specifying what the warning label for things that contain nicotine have to say, or things that contain tobacco, it says, e-liquids that do not contain tobacco or nicotine, or are not derived from tobacco or nicotine, do not meet the definition of covered tobacco product as described throughout this final rule, and will not be required to carry an addiction warning or submit to a self-certification.
So you know what I'll do if I'm one of these mixing companies? I'll sell them separately. I'll mix the base
parts one and two,
and I'll
and
sell
part three separately.
And they'll have to buy the nicotine in a separate shipment. With a you know, disclaimer saying, hey, look, this is
but if you make the
powerful stuff,
right, but you're still making the nicotine, somebody still is, and that person is now a tobacco manufacturer.
But that'll have to be another law where nicotine, because you don't have to be a tobacco guy to purchase nicotine. Isn't it a pesticide?
I understand, but where are you going to get it, and how are you going to distill it? And I think that's what this is aimed at, is anybody who provides nicotine specifically in some form that could be used in an e-cigarette, is probably going to fall under the FDA's regulation. And don't say new law. All they need is a new ruling.
Right. But I don't see them creating a law to tax and or regulate nicotine.
They're covering it under this.
If it's a mixed part of the end product that they're selling you.
Well, the out for people who like to vape just for the fun of it because they're not addicted to nicotine or they don't want nicotine is, yes, so far you may still have the opportunity to do what you've been doing, providing that your manufacturer of your vaping equipment has gone through all the hoops and has gone through FDA approval and everything else.
And you're at least selling it to someone who's at least 18.
And 18 years old.
Because of the stupid law.
Yeah, or will be by the time the law takes place.
And Conan, I'm reading the thing, and they're covering nicotine under their tobacco-related product thing.
Sold separately, by itself.
Doesn't matter if it's sold separately. You're selling it as part of a juice, right? If you're adding it to juice, it's a juice that you're selling.
But if you're just buying a bottle of nicotine, that's all I'm asking.
To add to juice, it's covered. 855-453.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. I did some more reading to try to answer Conan's questions, and he's calmed down now a little bit.
But you haven't. I've been calm the whole show.
You've been yelling at me,
You're the one turning beet purple over here about the...
Yelling at me while I'm providing you answers.
I am not
out of
yelling
a 499-page document.
Are you going
to
make...
Thank you, Daryl, for going through the document. I didn't even open the silly thing.
Conan, put on your boxing gloves.
Okay, well...
Daryl's telling you,
they're out
put on your boxing gloves.
Where Conan's asking questions about nicotine. I'm telling him what the document says, and he's saying, but what about other nicotine? And so
No. Wait. Let's be clear. I'm talking about what I thought that the law involved is nicotine that is already mixed with the other base components to provide vaping liquid.
They're saying any nicotine that is sold that could be mixed with something to make a vape would be fall under this regulation, and they further define. On page 32, liquid nicotine that is made or derived from tobacco, separate item, nicotine gel.
Okay, you know what this is going to, what problem this is going to cause, create? It's going to black market it for one thing. So real nicotine is going to go black market. You're going to have to buy it on the Silk Road, and it's going to be three times what it is.
What do you
right
mean
now.
Real nicotine?
Nicotine
that comes from tobacco is not real?
No.
It's artificial?
I was going into the artificial component. It's going to be you're going to have man-made nicotine where it's changing the actual parameters are changing every time someone creates a new batch.
Synthetic nicotine.
Yeah, and then someone's going to have an overdose and die. But I mean, right now I can buy 100 milliliters of nicotine from Carolina.com, $23.50, and that's what I would mix with my base components.
What are they making that out of?
Right,
it's tobacco.
Yeah. Okay, then that would be regulated
right.
under this regulation,
right.
and you were trying to say that it wouldn't
no,
be.
No, I was trying to get to the bottom of it. I was asking you if it was...
And I said yes, and you kept saying, but no, the stuff that's not already mixed, and I said yes, and you kept raising your voice.
I kept saying, is it just nicotine by itself? And that's what I wanted to know, because that's a problem.
If it's derived from tobacco, or if it's in gel form... then it will wind up being regulated by the food and drug a-holes.
All right, food and drug a-holes, All you're going to do is you're going to drive this crap underground.
And, they don't
and,
care.
And someone's going to die from this because you're going to have some synthetic nicotine that's going to be...
Yeah,
and someone's going to die from this crap. And then, and then they're going to have
still not making them feel bad, Connor. Yeah. Keep going.
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't care.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, it is. It's about protecting Philip Morris and the rest of Big Tobacco.
Well, what else you got for us?
Well, let's see. Where do we leave? Regulating the e-cigarette industry has been in the works for years. The FDA sent its final proposed ruling to the White House for review last fall, and its initial proposal was drafted in 2014. Today's news marks the first time the FDA has successfully regulated products in the e-cigarette category. E-cigarettes and vaporizers have proliferated in recent years, and their popularity amongst young people is a growing concern. Today, to the CDC... According to the CDC, 3 million teens used an e-cigarette last year. Meanwhile, teens who see ads for the products are more likely to start vaping than those who don't. The rising trend even spurred Hawaii to sign a law that raised the smoking age to 21. As CDC Director Tom Friedman said in a statement last year, e-cigarettes are now the most commonly used tobacco product among youth, and the numbers continue to climb. So that's exactly why Big Tobacco wants to squash this.
Yep.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yep.
And you can't hook them young, then sorry, guys. They're not going to be customers for life.
So I am reading a little bit more of this, and there's a very interesting paragraph part here where they talk about comments. They opened this up for public comment, and they've responded to some of the comments. And they say, in addition to the comments specific to this rulemaking that we address in the following paragraphs, we've received many general comments expressing support or opposition to the rule and separate provisions within the rule. These comments express broad policy views and do not address specific points related to the rulemaking. Therefore, these general comments do not require a response. Other comments outside the scope of this rulemaking also have not been addressed.
That means, what is, and in layman's, that means they do not represent you.
No, in layman's term, yes, you do have the right to petition your government for redress of grievance.
But we don't have to read or even respond to you.
But we have no obligation to respond. Right. And that was actually a U.S. Supreme Court ruling from a little over a decade ago.
Bunch of a-holes, for real.
Yeah, so it's more of the same, guys. It's big business colluding with regulatory agencies to protect monopolies, government-sanctioned monopolies, at the cost to small businesses all over the country. And I'd really like to know, and I'm further in this article, we don't need to go any further, but it talks about the Vapor Technology Association. I'd love to know how big of an industry popped up, you know, out of thin air with vaping technology.
A lot of these, like I said before, a lot of these guys, they're little guys working out of their basement with a dozen people under them, and they're just whipping this stuff out.
And I'm not even talking about the mixers, but I'm talking about the vape shops and
we have the various companies
that make the vaporizers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I buy all my stuff from China. So guess what? Guess what, government, U.S. government, you're not going to hurt. You're not going to stop me. I'm just going to buy all this stuff. I'm going to be making my own mixes.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy from other countries. So, and you know what? And everyone else is going to do the same. And the guys who can't figure out how to make their own mixes, they're going to buy this stuff on Silk Road. They're going to buy it underground. And you're not going to. You cannot prohibit what people want to do to themselves.
Yep.
This is exactly what the people want. You can't end it. You're a-holes, and you need to go away.
Now, Conan, something interesting. You said that you buy all of your stuff from China. If Philip Morris makes their products specifically intended to be sold in China, they don't have to abide by any of these regulations.
Oh, of course not.
There's an exception in these regulations for products that are made by companies in the United States intended for sale outside of the United States.
That's the way it should be, Daryl. America.
America. Yeah.
Well, no, generally, U.S. regulations apply. It doesn't matter where you sell your stuff. We're going to make you abide by whatever. That's how the People's Republic of California operates.
Right.
We don't care where you sell it. You made it in California. You got to put this label that says this product is known to contain cancer. But it's a bottle of water. It doesn't matter. This product is known to contain cancer.
So to me, this whole story was never about, well, it is about, but it's not about. It's not about vaping. It's not about protecting people's lives. It's not about anything. This is a story about crony capitalism and how bureaucrats, not lawmakers, not the people that are allegedly in Washington to represent you, can wipe out entire industries and protect huge companies and huge monopolies.
Huge. And huge industries.
Oh, yeah.
I just did a search for how big is e-cig industry, and story from Forbes from 2013 says that e-cig sales surpassed $1 billion. There's an article from the Wall Street Journal that I'm trying to pull up from November of last year saying that e-cig sales have dropped off, that apparently after 5 years of increases, the sales of e-cigs have sharply declined.
Do you know why? Because everyone is buying their product from their buddy or online from other countries. Because they figured out, they got a liking to it. They said, oh, this is an e-cig. They try a couple. They buy one. They buy a pack, one of the mixed starter packs. Hey, this is a pretty neat idea. And then they start buying all their pieces and components and their own liquids online.
That's what you think. Hold on, let me jump into this. It says growing dissatisfaction among customers, inventory backlogs, new state laws, and rising safety concerns are expected to cut the rate of e-cig growth in half to 57% from its compound annual growth rate of 114% over the past 5 years. The slowdown has been most noticeable among Big Tobacco's cig-alike devices, which look like cigarettes.
With the blue tips.
Sales of those fell 21% and volume dropped 11% during the 12-week period ending October 31st.
Right, so the inferior product is the first to suffer. So if we've got an industry in 2013 that was around $1 billion. I got a statistic around from 2012 that indicates that the U.S. tobacco industry is somewhere around a $35 billion industry. So you're talking
small potatoes.
Well, yeah. That's the size of the pie you don't want to lose if you're Big Tobacco.
Dude, you get killed over money like that.
Right, but Big Tobacco doesn't control all billion of that e-cig thing. Your thoughts are welcome in hour number three coming up next, 855-450-FREE.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.